to the Book of Acts today. Pretty much, actually, we're going to go to the Book of Genesis. Just a little bit on the other side, but then we're going to stay in Acts after that. Genesis chapter 3. I want to share on the topic of they all spoke of Christ. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. You all know the verse. We'll just read it to start. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And that was the first reference that, as we know, that God made to the coming of a Savior, and that someday that Savior would do. And then from that time on, we know through the Old Testament, in word and type, God talked about the coming of Jesus Christ. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, the four references to the branch, where Bethlehem would be born, that he would be beaten, and all those verses. There's so many of them that talked about his coming. And then when we get to the New Testament, there are a lot of references, and we're going to just look at the book of Acts today, that the prophets all spoke about the coming of Jesus Christ, which is remarkable and shows you just how important and vital the plan of redemption that God had set in motion was, that he would have all the prophets talk about his coming. And we're going to start in Acts chapter 2. I was just looking at these yesterday. I got really blessed. And the context where it occurs in is generally many times when they're witnessing for on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll see that. We're just going to do a bit of reading today. I got blessed by this. I pray you will. In Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be thus known unto you, this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose. This is directly after they had spoken in tongues, as you know, and they were being accused of being drunk. And he said, they're not drunk, seeing it is about the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. So right there, a reference that what we're about to read here was talked about by Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. What we've got to remember when we read these records, these things were written hundreds of years before it actually happened. God had already told his people that all these things are going to happen. And here in Acts, all we're going to see is a confirmation of everything that God had already recorded hundreds and sometimes over 1,000 years before it actually happened. You can see why those were used in witnessing situations. It's like God telling them, look, this is what God said was going to happen. Look, it's happening. You see how true God's word is? Verse 19, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord comes. So there's more going to happen, Joel had said. Some had happened. There was more that was going to happen before the day of the Lord. And shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by wicked hands, have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him. All the prophets, we just heard about Joel. And here he says, David spoke about him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Glad hundreds and hundreds of years ago before the Lord had even come. That's how much that coming meant to David. He was glad. because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, there's a message that is as relevant to anybody today as it was spoken to those people back in the book of Acts. Now, how many people need to understand that this man that was talked about by God thousands of years ago came and did all this, and God made him Lord in Christ, just like these men were? That message is as vital, alive, and real and true today as it was when it was given here back in the day of Pentecost. Acts 3. All the prophets spoke of Christ. There we saw Joel and David. Acts chapter 3, verse 11. And this is after they had just healed the lame man. Another wonderful witnessing opportunity for them to speak about what had happened. What did they say? Verse 11. As a lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. By the way, we'll see the resurrection in all these records, as you know. It's all over the place, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness. I love that. In the presence of you all. God makes no mistakes in deliverance. Perfect soundness. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had shown by the mouth of all his prophets, not limited here to Joel and David, all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. You know, it's like us going to someone and saying, you know, it's said about Jesus Christ in all these places, and Jesus Christ did exactly what those things said. Maybe you want to take a closer look at the Word of God, the Bible. Maybe you want to recognize that this man, Jesus Christ, did exactly, that's exactly what they're saying here. He had so fulfilled. He did exactly what those guys said he was going to do. Verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Can you say that to anybody today? I think so. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. All of them, they've all spoke of Christ. For Moses, here's an example of another one. He gives one by name. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel, we mentioned Samuel. So we got Joel, we got David, we got Moses, and we got Samuel, and we have all. Right. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You know, let's keep reading. And ye are the children of the prophets, of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, another prophet, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. You know, pretty amazing. Look at Acts chapter 7. It was interesting to me that in pretty much every public exposition of the Word of God that's recorded in the book of Acts, they made mention to the prophets all having spoken of Jesus Christ and what he would accomplish. You know, we know we always talk about the resurrection. Yeah, they make mention of that too, but they all make mention of the truth that God's people, the prophets, had spoken of these days. Now you can tell it to people. You know, the prophets of old, way back from Genesis, all those men, they all spoke about what I'm about to tell you right now. And Jesus Christ did everything those men in the Old Testament said he would do. You know, wow, that's a pretty remarkable seal on the truth of God's word, isn't it? In Acts 7:35. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, this is Stephen, you know, giving his defense, if you will, before those people who wanted to kill him. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear. Verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them, which showed before of the coming of the Just One? All the prophets, and he said, you slayed some of them, and they talked about the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been the betrayers and murderers. Here is again. Here Stephen is, he said, look, you guys killed the one that all the prophets talked about, and you also slayed the prophets too. Wow, you talk about which side the adversary was on. Here they were, the prophets, all speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ. Look at Acts 8. In Acts 8, we're going to start in verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, and a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Another prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with. This was a great man. This was a great man, right? It says here he was, what was he? Eunuch of great authority. He had authority and power under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. And he would be, you don't find a lot of men that have that authority say something like, I can't understand this, please help me. Usually they say, I know what I'm talking about, get out of my way. Right? And here this man, his humbleness, I love it. And he desired that Philip would come up and say with him, verse 32, the place of the scripture which he read was this, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, And like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Right. Did the prophets talk about Jesus Christ? Here's Isaiah. He takes Isaiah and he starts there. It doesn't say where he went to. I was hoping it would say here, recently inserted verses by God in Acts chapter 8, my Bible. Fortunately, they're not there. It reminds me of the record Jesus Christ and the way he wrote to Emmaus, right? He read to them in all the Psalms and prophets. I said, oh man, wouldn't that be great if you could just list those scriptures for me right here? Well, maybe that's something we should do.
If there was a link to that.
Yeah, there was a website that Acts 10, please. You know, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing? Every time you read, they bring up the truth that the prophets all talked about this. That is a pretty amazing testimony, the Word of God, isn't it? Acts 10. This is the household of Cornelius. Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. By the way, he's Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. And here's that resurrection again. Him, God, raised up the third day. Not looking at the resurrection, but it's there. And showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Other things coming in future administrations that God has appointed Jesus Christ to take care of. Here's one of them. To him give all the prophets witness. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And then they keep preaching and they all speak with tongues. And again, he said, all the prophets talked about Jesus Christ. Look at Acts 13. A bit of a pattern here in the book of Acts, isn't there? Acts 13. Okay, where are we starting? Verse 15. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, by the way, the prophets were read and those talked about the coming of Christ, the rulers of synagogue sent unto them, saying, ye men and brethren, if you have anything to say, a word of edification, for the people, say on, let's hear what you have. And Paul, you know, said, no, thanks, I don't have any, no. And Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand, said, men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they were dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought he them out of it. About the time of 40 years he suffered their manners in the wilderness, and when he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. This is very similar to Stephen's testimony in Acts chapter 7, kind of going over the history of Israel. And after that, he had given unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. When he had removed him, he raised up unto them David. He mentions here Samuel, he mentions David, right? To be a king, to whom he also gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus, whom when John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his ministry course, he said, "Whom think ye that I am?" Was John also a prophet? Did he talk about Jesus Christ? Interesting, isn't it? "I am not he, but he, behold, there come one after me." There it is. "Whose feet, shoes of his feet, I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you that feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and on the rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets," which are read every Sabbath day. These guys were listening to the prophets speaking every Sabbath day about Christ. They fulfilled them in condemning him. So they were listening to the word of God in the synagogues about how they were going to crucify the coming one, and they actually fulfilled that word by actually having him crucified. Isn't that amazing? And yet those prophets that they were listening to every Sabbath day were talking about the coming of the one they just condemned to death. Wow. Verse 28, "And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead." There it is again. "And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. As concerning that he raised him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David." Here is David again. "Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption, being known unto you. Therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware therefore, lest there come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall nowise believe, though a man declare it unto you." There it is again. Here Paul just quotes all the prophets again. It says, "This is what you did. You condemned. You fulfill what they said. David talked about him. The Psalms talk about him. They all talk about him. All the prophets spoke of Christ in Acts 26. And they talk about the resurrection. Acts 26. This is Paul before Agrippa. Verse 1, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth the hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa." I love that verse. "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself." There wasn't much happiness happening in Paul's life at this time, by the way. It's neat that he can say, "I'm happy, because I get to preach the word of God. Because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would just testify that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers." That in itself tells you what was written in the Old Testament, doesn't it? The hope of the promise of God made unto our fathers. "Unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come." This is what they're all waiting for. Agrippa. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I have verily thought with myself, that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and did many of and many of the saints did I shut up in prison. Having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me. When we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. He said, I spent my whole life doing nothing but just saying what Moses and the prophets had already said was going to happen. Isn't that remarkable? Right? They all spoke about the coming of Christ. What should our witnessing be? Christ was prophesied. Christ came. You ought to believe in Christ and receive remission of your sins. Do it now when you have the opportunity to do it. That's what he was saying to Agrippa. Verse 23, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead. The first. And there are others. And you tell people, you want to get raised from the dead someday? You want to have eternal life? Believe on the Christ that was spoken of ever since Genesis chapter 3. And should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Acts 28. Last chapter. It's got to be in the last chapter too. Sure enough it is. Acts 28, verse 17. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together. And when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who when they had examined me would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to receive accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel, I love the way he always calls Jesus Christ the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, We neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets from morning till evening. Just took the word of God.
What a day in the word.
What a day in the word. That, yeah, yeah. What a day in the word that would have been, right? man, out of Moses and the prophets from morning until evening about Jesus Christ. You think that God was trying to make a point by talking about the coming of Christ? We'll close in Acts chapter 1. Exciting stuff, boy. Like I said, I got really blessed reading those verses. I said, man, we should just read the word together and look at what God says. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said, no, it's not for you to know the time seasons, which a father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. And we've seen, you know, what it was that they witnessed to, a little bit of what they witnessed to. They witnessed to Christ and how the Old Testament prophets all talked about Christ and that God raised him from the dead, that they could receive remission of sins, and that there's a day coming that the quick and the dead are going to be judged. And there's a day coming that God has given assurance that he's the one who's going to do it. All those things we saw they witnessed to, that's exactly what they did. There's one more thing. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And just like the Old Testament prophets talked about the coming of Christ the first time, verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. They said, guess what? He's coming back. So if the Old Testament, all the prophets, Genesis chapter 3, and we had a few, Joel, David, Isaiah, Moses, Samuel, and the other many others, all of them, because all of them, said that he was going to come and do this, and he came and did this, and this is a great thing to witness, people. The New Testament says he's coming back. If I were you, I'd take heed to the word of God and believe on him now when you have the opportunity to do so. And we have the privilege and responsibility to preach the same things these men in the book of Acts did to the coming of Jesus Christ again. And the confidence to give them that the word of God said he was coming the first time. And he came. He did this and this and this and this and this. And God raised him from the dead. Come on. Take a close look at God's word. So, all the prophets spoke of Christ. Mm-hmm.